Declan, how are you doing?
I'm good. Good, Oisin. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you in studio once again. Declan, listen, lots and lots to talk about. Obviously, Harps in the Cup, Derry playing in the Cup, and we are recording this earlier in the day, so Derry, as this has been aired, are currently playing in Europe. So they are. But we'll start with Shelburne, who are in Cup action against Kerry this weekend, and they have a new manager. John Russell left you guys at Sligo earlier in the week to take up the post in the capital. Did that come as a shock to the guys around Sligo?
Yeah, listen, actually, I think it did. Probably nobody really seen that happening. We know the Sligo haven't been going well and they're down bottom of the table and results haven't been good. And they came from a bad weekend as well, losing to Galway, obviously. So nobody expected that the next decision would be that John Russell would step away from Sligo Rovers and become the manager of Shelburne. And the Shelburne were offering the job. So that's a big, big move, obviously, for John, a good move for him. Shelburne, a massive club, big budget, a lot of quality players, and he's moving away from the dogfight of a relegation, potentially, and to try to get into Europe with Shelburne. So, you know, we wish him well on that adventure. He's a good coach and he's done well, you would think, with Sligo Rovers over the last couple of years. But, yeah, so... again, I think was everybody surprised really by the decision.
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of reports circulating over the last couple of days about who's going to be his successor. Your name is in the hat as well about being interim boss, but it depends on what Ryan Casey's doing. And even a report today was linking you that you would take over to the end of the season for them. So what is the stance currently on that at the moment, Declan, with you?
I suppose the stance really is that at the moment Ryan Casey, who's John's number two, is in that position. We know that John Russell is looking to take him up to Shelburne as his number two, and I think that's been negotiated and they're talking about it. So that's been held up for one reason or another, so we don't know exactly what's happening on that level. I'm currently the under-20 manager and will be probably for the weekend, so until those things change, I really can't say too much on it, really. And it's, you know, it might materialise and it might not.
Okay, well, we'll wait to see what happens. We'll move on, of course, with, I suppose, other matters, League of Ireland-wise and action, which is taking on or playing on the pitch this coming weekend. Actually, before we do that, Declan, I'm going to talk about this Van Harps takeover. There's been a change today. The vote will not take place about changing from a cooperative society for the club. And there's administration and I think legal reasons for it. So, but it is going to be an informative special general meeting now on Sunday for the shareholders before they move on to the next stage about coming out of a cooperative. And then they have to vote then whether they can sell the club. So this is going to rock on for another couple of weeks, yeah. But by the sound of things. What's your take on Freddie Gonzalez and the proposal to take over Finn Harps? Is it something that excites you? Is it something that you agree with?
Yeah.
Or is it something the Harps just have to get on with and do?
Yeah, there's probably a bit of everything in it there, Oisin. I think, does Harps need it? The investment? Absolutely. And there's no doubt about that in regards to investment. The club needs a new stadium. We know that Finn Park is just not fit for purpose anymore and new stadium. They also have plans for a training facility as well, which, you know, is very, very welcome from a senior club. You need to have somewhere to have a base where everybody can come together and train at a decent level and good facilities on board. Having an investor come in and invest all that money, I don't know enough about him. You know, you have to look from the outside and think, you know, why is he coming into Donegal? Why that reason is. Hopefully it's a very, very positive one for Finn Harps going forward. You know, and... I suppose I don't think that the supporters, the shareholders have any real choice in the matter. I think they have to go with this takeover. They really have to because at the moment things aren't good within the club. You see all the debt that they have and where they are with the stadium, and that's been held up as well. And I've no doubt that finance is probably holding that up as well. So there's a lot of variables happening that are negative, and this is a positive one at the moment. But again, you never know with somebody coming to invest money in an organisation how that's going to fit long term. You know, short term, yeah, it'd be a really positive effect. But long term, how will that actually affect the club going forward? But even if it isn't, and even if it is a negative long term, if we can get a brand new stadium built in Finn Park or in Balbuffet, wouldn't that be great if nothing else?
Harps are playing Bray in the Cup. Is the Cup a welcome, I suppose, distraction for Kevin McHugh's side, rooted to the bottom of of the First Division, taking on a Bray side that they've done well against in recent fixtures in the league, and of course they played them last year as well, en route to the quarterfinals of the competition. So is it coming timely now that this break, maybe to give Kevin and the group time to regroup, I suppose?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. You know, the cup, you can leave your league form behind you, you know what you have. It's going to be a difficult game. Bray Wanderers are going really well. Second the table to Cork, had a massive result against UCD at the weekend, scored a lot of goals, are very formidable at home. Van Harps have done well in recent games against them in Fenn Park, so they'll be looking for a big performance. You know, so again, you know, the results haven't been good. We're sitting top or bottom, sorry, should I say, of the First Division. So having a cup run would be really good for the players, really good for the club, maybe financially as well. That would help to get people into the turnstiles and bring in an extra revenue for the club. So yeah, listen, can they go and beat Bray? It's going to be a big ask. I suppose Daniel Ring, their striker, has been recalled by John Russell from Shelburne, so that's definitely an added bonus for their missing a striker. Yeah. So he will be a miss, but they've still got real quality all over the pitch. They've got pace, they can really hurt you, and they've got really good midfielders in Ben McCormick and Sean Brennan who control the game in those areas as well. So very formidable team if you let them play. Last year, Harps had a big result against them and won the league matches. I think they won, you know, 5-0 or something like that, you know. So if they can defeat performance like that and get a result and get into the next round of the draw, it wouldn't be really positive for both Kev McHugh and the players.
Is the distractions off the pitch having an impact, do you think? Now, obviously, Kevin will be looking to bring players in at this stage of the season. We see that what Derry's doing. Like, there's an influx of players coming to the brand new, but it's not the case in Ballybuffet. So are they factors maybe that's adding into the situation at the moment?
Yeah, I suppose it shouldn't really impact the players too much. I think probably from a Kevin's perspective, I would think that he thought this might be done and dusted, and he might get a bit of extra revenue in from their new investment, that it wouldn't take as long. So with the transfer window now coming in and closing at the end of the month, he probably thought that this, you know, investment would go through, and he might have some money to bring in better quality players to strengthen the squad for the last run of games, obviously. But it looks like the way things have been held up a wee bit, and the paperwork and the legality of some of the documentation that needs to be all approved and signed off, as you say, going to a private organisation, it's going to be held up. So will Kevin get the investment? I don't think he will. And it looks like it'll probably be the start of next season before he sees that investment.
Okay, so what do you think then? How's going to go Friday night? Now, you've add in the form, add in your head, add in your heart, Kevin. Declan.
Listen, it's a difficult one. You know, our results haven't been great at home, not scoring an awful lot of goals. And, you know, we had obviously one-nil victory there recently, and then a 1-0 loss as well. So you've got to say that we're not scoring enough goals, and it's very hard to see Bray not scoring. Even though they won comfortably against UCD, can they score two or three? They could. So Harp's going to have to score at least two goals to win the game, and I don't see that happening.
Okay, well, we will have updates tomorrow night, Friday. Jeremy Doherty on duty, 7:45, the kick-off. Harps taking on Bray Wanderers. Just some of the other selected games this weekend, because there is a lot in round two, and there's a lot of non-league sides playing. We'll look sort of at the games that have League of Ireland, two teams from the League of Ireland playing, like St. Pat's taking on First Division Wexford. We have Waterford playing host to Cove Ramblers, which should be an interesting tie. Treaty United taking on a UCD team. They got lumped 6-0 by Bray Wanderers the last time. Kerry FC against Shelburne. We're going to have John Russell in charge for the first time in that one. Shamrock Rovers taking on Cork City as well on Friday night at 8 o'clock. And of the other Northwest sides that are playing, that's on at the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Just on Sligo, I know we touched on them earlier. Janesborough is the opposition. You should see Sligo comfortably come through that game.
Yeah, listen, you'd hope that, you know, full-time outfit Premier League versus a junior league team, that Sligo should go out on top on that one. I know the reform hasn't been good. You mentioned about, you know, away from the league and now into a cup, so it's refreshing. Down in Limerick, obviously, as well, so listen, Sligo should win that game, you'd think. I think the probably pick of the round is probably the tie is Shamrock Rovers versus Cork City. Yeah. That's a big one, I think. We'll see how that goes. Waterford to Cove, that's a derby pretty much, and a lot of Waterford players are now playing for Cove as well, you know, so a lot of players have changed over. Kerry and Shelburne, John Russell went down there and was very comfortable last year and ended up losing the game 4-3 against Sligo Rovers. So Kerry turned him over, so he'll make sure that doesn't happen again. You know, there are a couple of big, and Derry City have probably a handy one against Tucker Rovers.
You should expect lots of changes maybe from the manager, and given some of the younger guys and new signings more time on the pitch.
Yeah, you think so. Yeah, especially as well with the European games, you know. Yeah. So you think that he probably will rotate and give players that probably haven't played that much and you expect them to turn more. Not that Tucker Rovers are a very good junior team, like, you know, but you're expecting with the quality that they have and all those teams in the Premier League, they should be turning over. But will there be a shock throughout the whole league? It's very hard to see it.
You talked about a cup run maybe being a good thing for Harps. Is it a good thing for Sligo where they're at the moment, or do they need just to refocus on staying in the top flight?
Yeah, I still think that, you know, winning games is good for confidence, regardless, you know, if that's in the cup or in the league. So, and it does take your focus away a wee bit. Sligo would have been down to the years renowned for good cup runs, and they probably haven't had it. And they've been beaten by less opposition in the last 3 years.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's worrying from them. You know, can they get a good cup run? Same as Harps, you know, you want to, like, obviously you need the draw to be very beneficial to you and you know, favourable towards you, that you might get a lesser opposition, and that makes a big difference, you know. But can you go into the semi-final, quarter-finals? It'll give everybody an extra dimension and lift and a bit of energy as well throughout the club.
Okay. Listen, Deggy, thanks for coming on the studio. It's always good to see you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Enjoy the football the weekend.
Will do. Thank you. Cheers.